We are joined by the wonderful Risk, who will be playing tomorrow for Caroween at the Carousel Lounge Bar alongside DJ Bax. And Risk himself will be playing back-to-back with BK. And yeah, it'll be a good night. Misunderstood, Push the Tempo, and Chicana 99. Yeah,
it should be great.
Yeah, how are you, Angus?
Good, yeah, I'm just chilling. Been working heaps and sorting out this gig. And sorting out a couple more gigs in the future, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm really excited for tomorrow. It should be a great night.
And doing it on Halloween is just the perfect time for it.
Yeah, we've got, like, 3 years going. So it's, like, a third installment of Caroween, I guess. Every year it just seems to get bigger and bigger, and the lines seem to get a little bit more and more crazy.
Yeah.
It's definitely a highlight of my year for DJing terms, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I feel like it's a, though it is, for some it's a rough time because it's an exams, for others it's like the perfect time to let loose.
Yeah, 100%. It's weird because it's, you could not be too busy, and then you kind of get people that finish exams and they just want to party it up. So it's kind of a weird timing, but we seem to make it work.
One of the best study breaks.
Yeah, nothing like going to Carousel for a good study break.
Yeah. One of my friends actually did that. Yeah. They drew a graph of like how productive they thought they would be if they kept on studying, and found that they wouldn't be very productive. So the best effort was to drive to Carousel, have a boogie, have a sober boogie for 20 minutes, come home and keep studying.
Yeah, get those endorphins going, and back in the books. I write that. That's pretty good. I always find time to just try to like at least have a couple of drinks with your mates studying. I mean, I did at least. I don't know how well that would go, but this kind of like, I don't know, a little Saturday night, especially if it's getting sunnier it's getting like nice outside early and the sun's out longer, like, gosh, so good.
So Caroween, is this something to dress up to?
Yeah, so we dress up only, I reckon.
Nice.
It's definitely strictly dress up, and I don't know this year if we have prizes, but last year we had prizes and like drinks tabs for best dress.
Nice.
And we got some really crazy ones, so definitely if you're heading on, definitely dress up.
Are you spoiling what your fit will be?
It's not very good. last year I went as is it Peter from Hereditary?
With
like the crown. I'm into movies, but
yeah.
And this year I'm going as the chef from Ratatouille.
Oh fuck yeah!
So like he's got like I got like a little like courtesy of Logan Edwards. I got a little rat to wear on my head, and then I got a little apron. Good. Yeah,
Mr. Linguini.
Linguini. I did forget his name. I was gonna say, what's the rat's name?
Is it Ratatouille? No,
it's like Remy, I think.
Remy.
Yeah, I was going to say Remy, but I don't know if that's right. Yeah, so I'll probably do that. It's kind of last minute, but...
Yeah. Wait, so is there like a tail poking out of the hat?
So I got a chef's hat, and then I got like a little, like this rat that I can, like a headband, I'm pretty sure.
That's genius.
And then white shirt. But then I could also do it as the bear as well.
True.
If I take away the rat, I could do this in German Alan White, just get little tattoos going.
I need 23 snakes.
Yeah, I need hands. Please, I need hands.
Yeah. Corner. Or what do they say when they run? Is that what they say when they run?
Yeah, corner.
Behind.
I guess I was saying that on the dance floor.
Mix that in.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you'll be back-to-back with BK.
Yeah. So Ben's a good mate of mine, and he's a producer from Christchurch, and he studies down here, and like I met him, I think it would have been like a year ago, and we've played before at Cats for another gig, and we're just heaps of, I think we're going to go for a little bit of dubstep tomorrow. I don't really normally mix dubstep, but he loves dubstep, so I reckon I'm going to try and do some of that.
Because you're usually a house and garage
guy. Yeah, I'm more of a house kind of garage guy, just kind of easier and like a little bit lighter. I like dive into the dark stuff, so tomorrow might be the perfect time for it, for sure.
No better occasion.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And apart from BK, who is your dream person to go back to back with?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Can be anyone.
Could
be local, but anyone.
I reckon like Job Josie. I think he's from Germany.
Oh,
he's like
true.
I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but He's like from Germany. He's like an old, like not old, but he's like OG, like house head. Like he knows his stuff. Like mixes vinyls as well. I reckon it'd be so cool to get. And I'd steal his USB afterwards.
Yeah, you've got to.
Yeah, 100% him.
No, that's sick. Yeah. One of my friends is just starting to try be a DJ.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things for her was being gifted a USB stick with all the songs. And because I didn't realize how hard it is to find and just curate all of the.
It's a lot of work. I feel like a lot of people don't know how much, compared to bands and stuff, a lot of work does go into curating your tracks and finding new tracks that people don't know about and finding the hits as well.
Yeah.
It's definitely, that's the perfect way to start as well, someone giving you a USB. You've basically got all the materials, you just need to learn how to do it.
When did you buy your first decks,
got my first decks in first year, but I got really into DJing in year 13. Like just as I turned 18, I was going to town and stuff. And then I came down here, and obviously everyone's a DJ down here, so I'm like, oh, I'll give it a go. I was actually against it for a while.
Oh yeah.
I was like, nah, I don't want to be everyone else, be a DJ. be everyone DJ like everyone else.
Yeah.
But here we are, 3 years later. Yeah. best decision I've ever made. It's so much fun.
And so you usually play, Carousel seems to be your home.
Yeah, so I got a residency there every Friday. Mm-hmm. So from 9 till 3, just playing nearly every genre under the sun, to be honest. Sick. Play a little bit at everything as it gets later in the night.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great fun. I've been doing that about a year and a bit now.
Each bar or club in town has their own different vibe. How would you describe Cara?
I'd say Cara is definitely a more relaxing environment compared to the other club. It's not really a traditional club because it's kind of a cocktail bar, I guess, on the side. You got all the fancy cocktails, but it's definitely way more chill. I feel like every other club you can't really sit and mingle with your mates or talk to them. Talking to each other, whereas here I feel like you can kind of listen to music and then talk to your mates and have good yarns. Great DMC is a Carousel.
Yeah, I find that is why, because I feel like it's the second, third and above year bar.
It's definitely an older bar, that's for sure.
And I do think that it is the DMC. It is the ability just to sit down for a bit.
Because
sometimes you just want to go back and forth between dancing when your favourite song comes on to just vibing on a couch.
100%. It's a great blend of the two. And tomorrow night it might be a little bit more louder, and then you can kind of get up for it. And if you want to escape, you just go inside, and it's pretty much the same vibe, to be honest, just a little bit more relaxing.
Has town beat the fresher allegations?
I feel like Carousel kind of beats the fresher allegations.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't know about the other clubs. I don't know. I feel like you see a very diverse range of different people. I guess you could say the subs or the traditional, the catacombs. You get the fresh allegations, but I don't know. Tomorrow, maybe. I don't know.
All are welcome.
Yeah, 100%. All are welcome. For sure.
So, are you one of the main runners of Caro?
It's mostly me and then Robbie, DJ Bax, and just Carousel. As we kind of curated the lineup with some of our mates, and then also DJs that we love, and a bunch of people, and then we did it last year, and then we should do it again this year. It's on a Friday as well, so it's perfect day for it.
Yeah.
Last year was on a Thursday. Push the Tempo is my mate Nick, and he's been doing him and I don't know if Eli's gonna be there tomorrow, but him, they've been doing such cool stuff around today, and they have such a unique sound. And Charlotte Misunderstood, I recently just met her, I'm we should get you on. She plays really cool dub. She's definitely making waves in Dunedin for local sound, for sure.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I've seen Robbie, DJ Bax, quite a few times.
The king of Carousel.
His energy, he's very good at keeping it unexpected.
He's one of the he's a great mate of mine, but also one of the best DJs I've seen live. Like, he's freakishly good.
Yeah.
He just sucks up all the energy into the like from the whole entire club. It just bursts out a million times harder.
Yeah.
With the music. It's so cool to watch, and like seeing everyone like smile in the crowd is just really cool.
Yeah.
Especially in Dunedin, to see that kind of energy in Dunedin, like a lot of people are just kind of like nonchalant on the. Could see people smile and stuff and show emotion.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he does kind of break, and yeah. I think that is what we need, some chalant. Yeah. And I feel like you do that too. Just
thanks,
some
yeah.
some chalant
yeah.
DJs
yeah,
is exactly
yeah.
what we need.
We don't, I think, say, I'm not bashing on chalant DJs, but bring back being happy behind the desk. Like, give us a little smile yeah. once in a while. Like, you're there, you're loving it. Just, you can show that you're loving it. You don't have to, like, be cool about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's so real.
Yeah.
Do you do flat parties as well?
Yeah, I did do a bit of flat parties. I did 660 recently.
Yeah,
I only played like a couple songs and then got shut down. I did like a couple of flat. Like when I first started playing, I DJed some of my mates' flats, and I DJed my birthday like turned 20, I think it was.
That's so. Is that a dream type thing, or is it like, come on, I need to have fun, or
like DJing flat parties,
DJing your own birthday?
Oh, I think I just did it because I wanted a DJ. I'm not gonna lie, like it was. I just did it because I had dicks and I just wanted to do it. It was crazy. Like, looking back, I'm like, damn, it was my birthday and I just sat DJing the entire time. Like, that's kind of crazy. But I just love it so much that if there's any opportunity for me to get out the decks and kind of play, I'd do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm glad you're taking it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And do you have any recommendations for newcomers, people that are aspiring, want to be like the rest?
Locally or
just people in Dunedin that are
so definitely like Nick and Eli, like Pusha Tempo and like Charlotte and stuff like those, I reckon are real like definitely top ones to watch.
Basically come to Caroline is what he's saying.
Yeah, and Riley, I forgot about Riley, I'm so sorry. Riley, where she's playing, she's playing in a couple weeks. We were going to get her, but she's playing in a couple weeks. She's real cool. She won the DJ comp last year, I think it was. Last year, I think it was. She's really cool. She's so nice. Everyone's so lovely as well. Mm. Yeah.
Did you also do Teodaka? Did you do a boiler room type thing?
Yeah, so I did like an option. I did a boiler room for their market day. That was really cool. Yeah, it was like how like groovy jazz house.
Sucks.
And like I was like afterwards I'm like, oh, can I have a look at the clothes? I look around all the clothes and stuff, seeing what I could get. It was a lot though. I think everyone took it off.
Bit late.
Yeah, 100%. No, that was a real cool gig. That's probably up there with some of my favorite gigs I've played. Those pop shot ones and the Caroline is definitely. Last year was probably my favorite gig I played.
It is fun when you can change it up a bit, like just have some sort of twist to the night.
Yeah. I like being a little bit like unexpected with my tunes that I play.
Yeah.
It's kind of makes my life a bit more interesting instead of playing the same set every week.
Yeah.
I found some weird stuff that I've not normally mixed just to be entertaining for myself, entertain myself, see if people respond to it.
That is sick. Thank you so much for coming on, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
And if we haven't talked about it enough, Friday the 31st of October, spooky season is here, and go to the Carousel Lounge Bar. That is for Caroween featuring DJ Bax, our wonderful Risk, back-to-back with BK, Misunderstood, Push the Tempo, and Chicano 99.
Sweet.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast! You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast!